Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely, I can. My name is Adam Manna. I'm the head coach and general manager of the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. I've been coaching for 12 years now, and this is my, I guess, almost 1 year anniversary with the Oil Barons. So, into year two and getting my feet wet, and things are going well. So, I mean,
nice.
Very excited to be back up in Fort McMurray and within the community, and you know, we're trying to build a good product on the ice and making sure that we're competitive every year.
That's awesome, man. So you said you've been coaching for 12 years, but you've been here, this is your second year now. Where were you coaching prior to?
It was a little bit of a history when I say 12 years. I can't believe I'm getting that old now, but time flies when you're having fun. And I started in Edmonton. I'm originally from the north side of Edmonton, and that's where the grit and toughness comes from, if you will, and people from Edmonton would know. But started in Edmonton. I coached right from Pee Wee AA to Bantam AA to Bantam AAA, up to Midget AAA, and now those levels have been changed to U15 AAA, U18 AAA, and I actually moved up to Grand Prairie to coach the U18 AAAs and got my experience there, and then was fortunate enough to be an assistant coach with the Storm up there, who's also in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So I had a few hats on at the time. I was bouncing around from the U18 AAA team to the Junior A team, and then I was also working at a hockey academy. So it was go, and luckily I was single, and I was able to have a lot of time on my hands and jump from spot to spot. But from there, I moved down back home, was an assistant coach with the Sherwood Park Crusaders for 1 year, and then I was promoted to the head coach assistant GM role for 6 years, and then I made the move up to Fort McMurray last December, and was like I said, very thrilled and excited to get that call and to get the opportunity to be this team's head coach and GM.
That's awesome. Now, in regards to hockey, I have to assume before you started coaching, you potentially, and I'm banking on, you were a player at some point in time, like in the game. You have a history in the game. Where did you get that history? How did it start out for you, and how did you kind of build up to where you are now?
You're really making me go back into the archives. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I started skating at around 4 or 5 years old. You know, my brother, I could say he taught me everything that I needed to know back when I was young, because we would skate on the backyard rink. My dad would always would flood the garden, and we'd be shooting pucks, and the funny part is normally I'd always go in net as the goalie, but I was a forward though. So it was kind of interesting. I kind of wanted to do both, but ended up choosing to be a forward, and maybe I was too small to be a goalie, especially back then. But just grew up again on the north side, and I played again U15 triple, U18 triple, and then got recruited by Gord Thibodeau, who's had a long lasting history here with the Mob, and was this team's head coach and GM for a long, long time, and had success. So was fortunate enough to win one championship, the last championship that this, you know, that our organization had won in 2006, and got to play 3.5 years up here, and I said it was the best time of my life, and I'll always look back and cherish those memories and just the relationships and friendships that I made along the way, and a lot of them still exist to this day. And now that I'm back up here, it's pretty cool to kind of have it go full circle. And now I'm in the coaching role.
That's awesome. Now I'm going to start a little bit of bickering between you and your brother. So you guys are in your backyard playing hockey. Where did he go with his young hockey career?
That's a great question. We actually both played in the AJHL.
And, oh, that's sick.
Not at the same time.
Okay.
He was well ahead of me. My sister's actually 10 years older than me, and then he's 8 years older. So they have a little bit of gap on me, but that's why he thought he could use me to be the shooter tutor in net and just rifle pucks at me. But I was the young one, so I did what I was told. And
that's right.
Like I said, he's been a good influence on me throughout life, throughout hockey.
Yeah.
Taught me a lot of things, the rights, the wrongs, the don't do's, the do's.
That's right.
So it was a lot of fun, and he actually played for Gord as well in St. Albert before Gord made the move up here to Fort McMurray.
Okay.
So it's kind of a long history going back with just Gord in itself, with him as a player, then myself as a player. So we both had him and had success under him.
That's cool. So I have to assume your parents, and you said your dad was flooding the backyard for you guys to play hockey, something that was ingrained in your family as growing up then.
It was. My dad is, he's got the Lebanese background. My mom's got the German background. So really, if you look at that mix, you probably wouldn't think hockey away.
But not soccer.
But my sister was a soccer player.
Yeah.
So she took soccer, and we all played.
Right.
That was kind of our summer sport, and they always talk about how you need to be multi-coordinated and multi-dimensional in terms of the sports. So, we kind of did soccer in the summer and then hockey in the winter, and then when hockey took over as the full-time, gig, if you will, for what we wanted to do in life once we got into our teenage years, then we had to pick one or the other. But mom and dad, they always were very supportive of all three of us, and they made sure that we could play the sports that we love to play, and we owe a lot to them. I mean, they're fantastic, and my mom and dad just actually, they love coming up to watch. They came up this weekend to catch the Friday game, and then obviously it's my birthday as well, we mixed it all in, so it turned out to be a really good weekend.
That's awesome, man. So in Fort McMurray, with the team that you currently have right now, how's this year looking for you?
So far, so good. I mean, it's been a tough year in terms of injuries. It just seems like we can't get away from it. I mean, we just lost another player on Friday, and he just got back after an 8-week injury, and now he's going to be out for the year. So that was a little bit of a blow, but, since early October, we've just been fighting it. So, our team has went through a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges, obstacles, if you will, throughout the first 4.5 months, but I think it's made us stronger, with everything that we've kind of endured. And I mean, we're sitting middle of the pack right now in the North. And again, if you look at all the things we've kind of had to overcome so far, I mean, we're doing just fine, and we only have 5 returning guys from last year. So basically we have a lot of turnover from last season or even the last couple of years. So considering we have a younger team, we're doing, the guys are doing a really good job, and they come to practice, they work hard every day, and that's why we feel we're on the right track, and not only for this year, but for next year and the years to come.
Nice. Now, before we keep going, we're going to throw it to a quick ad. Carrie, take it away.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Now let's talk about support a little bit for you and I. We are currently in the new dream home. I've seen you guys have been doing lots of promotion. Your players have been getting involved. How important is this dream home to the organization of the Barons?
Well, it's existed for a long, long time. Obviously, when I played here, it was the big thing. And people would always kind of kill to win the dream home, right?
That's
so
right.
I don't think that's changed. I mean, you can take a look around right now, and even in the setting that we're in, it's a gorgeous home, and the Oil Barons always go all out in terms of making sure that they get it right, and right. that people know what they're getting with purchasing a ticket and mm-hmm. all the other perks in terms of you know, the other cash draws and everything
right.
else. But
right.
I mean, the dream home itself sets our team and our organization up for success, and that's been long term success, like I mentioned. And
mm-hmm.
You know, it just allows us to do a lot of things that other teams might not be able to do.
Right.
In which, you know, we, for example, we go down south this week for a four game and 5-night road trip, and we're able to go the Monday night, we play Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, we're able to have a day off Thursday, practice,
right.
Kind of do some fun team building stuff. We're going to take the guys to the Flames game.
Right.
Not that we're Flames fans per se, maybe half the team, but
okay.
the other half might be Oilers fans, but
yeah.
just little things where, you know, other teams might have to, you know, leave the day of, or, mm. you know, and they don't have the budget to, you know, to stay the extra day or,
yeah.
or to mix all that in. So, I mean, that's just one thing, for
yeah.
example, but, you know, it covers our apparel, you know, it helps cover our apparel, our tape, our laces, you know, like all the little things that our trainer Pete Spears kind of, you know, has to handle on his side of things. And,
that's right.
So, I mean, it's not just one thing or the other. I mean, it covers a lot of different things. And again, make sure that our organization is set up for success, and that we
yeah.
can bring in the best players
yeah.
that we can bring in, and
yeah.
and you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's very true, and it's a staple of Fort McMurray. I buy a ticket every year. Hopefully, this year is the year that I win the dream home. Now, in regards to coaching and putting a team together, like you said, when you came, there's only five guys from before. You basically had to build a whole new team. What's that process like for you? Like, are you looking at high school games? Are you looking at other leagues? Like, are you looking at a country? Like, how do you amass the collection of talent that you need so that you feel you can be not only successful in the first year, but then ongoing?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And I mean, you embrace that work and that challenge, I guess, if you will, because, mm-hmm. You know, they've put us in place to do a good job here. And the community, like we said, is very supportive. We're very lucky. We're very thankful for the fan support that we get. I know we were talking about it off the air there with Jerry, and he just mentioned, you know, how supportive the community is and how good of crowds we get. And, you know, just from our perspective, we have scouts, you know, all over the place, whether it's, you know, in Edmonton, Calgary, out east in the Maritimes, Quebec,
okay.
Ontario. We have a Midwest scout in Minnesota.
Yeah.
That kind of covers that area, and then we have some people out east in the Boston area as well. So
yeah.
we have eyes everywhere per se, and then
okay.
you kind of lean on your connections within the hockey world, whether it's, you know, a lot of kids have advisors now
mm-hmm.
And agents, so they'll reach out. And I think the biggest thing that it goes back to is you have to be able to build a good foundation, and
right.
you got to have a good history, which the Oil Barons have,
right.
Where players want to come play in Fort McMurray, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I think the biggest thing that when we have these Zoom calls with families, I mean, it's showing them what Fort McMurray is
right.
as a town, as a city, you know, show them the ins and outs of how beautiful it is up here, because a lot of people
right.
don't travel up here, or they haven't seen it before. So
right, right.
We really have to educate the families and the players of what they're coming to, you know, what the rink looks like, what the room looks like.
Right.
And again, a lot of that goes back to the dream home of,
yeah.
you know, we have this immaculate dressing room because of,
right.
you know, the dream home
right.
sales, the support right. that we get from the community. And so it kind of, again, goes hand in hand, and it just all ties in together. So,
yeah.
I mean, for us, yeah, we're extremely busy just trying to recruit from all over and, again, put the best team on the ice. And
yeah.
that isn't going to come magically at the snap of a finger. I mean, you know, for a lot of years, I mean, they've been successful, and
mm-hmm.
We're doing well this year, but we want to continue to build and become even better.
Right.
So we're always looking. We're always looking for the next best guys that want to be wearing the blue and gold. And
right.
You know, for us, we're going to have 17 guys return next year, or at least be eligible to return. And
yeah.
that's a big difference from the five that we carried over from
right.
from last year
right.
into this year.
Cool. Yeah. Like, I've always wondered, like, and you've kind of nailed it in regards to having scouts in different places. I'm like, there's no way that, like, the head coach can be like looking at everything and also focusing on the team at hand. So a lot of support comes into like finding and recruiting these players then.
Absolutely, and that's where not only does the Dream Home help, but then we run our spring camps in April and May, bring in the top 80 kids from, again, the U15 level to the U18 level and downward, where we get eyes on a lot of the local Alberta kids. And then we can put them in the pipeline and say, okay, yeah, we want to put, you know, maybe X amount of guys in our watch list.
Right.
And let's see how they develop over the next year or two, and then we can sign them a couple years down the road.
You just dovetailed into my next question. For all the young kids who are watching at home who potentially want to play elite hockey and kind of move up those ranks, as a coach speaking to that generation, what are certain things that they should focus on to become that future hockey player?
Well, you can see now the game has probably changed a lot since I played, or even Rosie, who's my assistant coach. I mean, we look at the player's talent nowadays, and it's like, man, we wish we were that skilled back when we played. I mean, but you have so many resources now, so many avenues where the players can get that extra skill work. They get the extra work off the ice in terms of strength and conditioning, track coaches, strength and conditioning, whatever. You can go down and down, the list and say, okay, they can check off every box. If you're looking for it, you'll find it now, which is where the game, I think, has really grown in terms of the player skill sets, how they're developing now. They're developing way faster than we did back when we played. So I just think for the younger generation that's coming up, it's the game is skating, speed, IQ, those are, and then your skill set. It's a lot about that. I mean, there's still the intimidation factor where staple for us in terms of when we're looking to say, okay, who's going to be the next Oil Baron? I mean, those are some of the boxes that we're looking for, and obviously their character's got to be number one. So we want good people first, and then good players second. Yep. And if we have those combination of the two, then usually they're going to have success and they're going to move on to bigger and better things.
Perfect. Well, my man, that's the end of the show. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I get to say hi to whoever I want.
Whoever, whatever. It's all like, there's no rules.
I'm just gonna thank my parents first and foremost, because I think, like I mentioned, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them. So and the entire family. I mean, they've supported me the whole way through, so I'd like to just give a shout out to them, and then just the whole Mob community, because we wouldn't have the success without you guys supporting us in the rink every game. So thanks for everything you guys do.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose. And don't forget to go out and buy your tickets, plural, not singular, to the Oil Baron's Dream Home. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.